the benefits associated with primary education are really undisputed at this point because there are countless studies showing that children who complete basic education tend to enjoy better health and higher incomes over their lifetimes. But at R4D, we feel that even for old policy questions with established answers, there are always new and compelling ways of presenting evidence to galvanize action. So in that spirit, we turn the question of primary education benefits on its head. We apply a fresh approach to estimate the country-specific cost of out-of-school children. And what does that mean? Because they don't complete basic education and are less productive as working adults, out-of-school children should be considered an untapped source of economic growth in developing countries. So what our methodology does is we value the cost of out-of-school children in terms of lost economic output. We use data from UNESCO Institute for Statistics, as well as studies of developing labor markets, to estimate the loss that 20 developing countries will suffer if strong measures are not taken to remedy the undereducation of their children. In assessing those costs, and this is the real twist in our study, we also account for the earnings that out-of-school children will forego because their exclusion from basic education precludes their access to higher education.
What did you find out specifically in looking at sub-Saharan Africa?
Our sample of 20 countries covers sub-Saharan Africa heavily because these are focus countries of Educate a Child, which is the organization that funded this research. There is considerable diversity in the cost of out-of-school children, which averages 3% of GDP in the 20 countries we study. But it ranges from less than 1% of GDP in Vietnam, which has a very low rate of out-of-school children, to over 10% of GDP in Gambia, where a staggering 1 in 3 children are out of school. However, underlying that heterogeneity in costs, there are some striking commonalities across our sample. In all countries, sub-Saharan African countries, as well as South Asian countries, as well as East Asian countries, it is far more expensive to have children out of school than it is to educate them, even in nations with high primary enrollment rates, like Brazil. On average, the cost of out-of-school children dwarfs the spending required to achieve universal primary education by a ratio of 5-1. Furthermore, and this is really where the sub-Saharan African countries come in, for 5 of the countries in our sample, Côte d'Ivoire, Gambia, Mali, Senegal, and Yemen, the cost of out-of-school children exceeds the value of a full year's average economic growth. And what does this mean? For a country like Senegal, where the cost of out-of-school children is nearly 8% of GDP, it faces a 2-year stunting of its economic trajectory if it does not educate this generation's out-of-school population.
Why is it that in sub-Saharan Africa you find that there's a larger amount of primary school-age children who are not in school?
Sub-Saharan Africa is home to over half of the world's out-of-school children. And this is for a variety of different reasons, and it really depends on the country's specific context. There are financial barriers, political barriers, social barriers, as well as new barriers being presented by environmental disaster. Now, in Nigeria, it's the country with the highest number of out-of-school children. It has 10 million children of primary school age out of school, which is equal to 42% of that age group. What does this translate to according to our study? Nigeria will lose a full 1% of its GDP in 10 years when its children enter the labor force, and that is equivalent to nearly $3 billion.
How will this research be used in order to bring more attention to the exclusion from education for so many young children?
This research, as I mentioned earlier, is a response to worrying trends in global education. And because of that, we have high hopes that it will be taken on by policymakers and domestic governments to make a final push to achieve universal primary education. You see, the world's 57 million out-of-school children represent a staggering waste of human potential. But our study is forward-looking. The losses that we identify have yet to be incurred. It is not too late to prevent the damage by enrolling out-of-school children in quality basic education. Foreign aid, which has stagnated in recent years, accounts for as much as 25% of basic education spending in some sub-Saharan African countries. Thus, it will take domestic policymakers and foreign donors working together to ensure that critical investments in basic education are not neglected.